We're going to end this week with National Bike to Work Day. That's tomorrow. America is not as bike-friendly as, say, Holland or Denmark, where roads sometimes look like bicycle highways as so many people pedal to and from work. But the number of bicycle commuters in the U.S. has steadily grown over the last decade. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
Sheridan Road is a busy street in Chicago, and it's also the start of the Lakefront Bike Trail on the north side. And that's where you can find plenty of bicyclists commuting to work early in the morning.
I'm one of those year-round warriors.
Really?
Yeah, unless the weather is really bad.
Louise Graham is among a steady stream of backpack-wearing bicyclists getting on the path. Graham works in sales downtown and travels about 20 miles to and from her job. The same for David Michaels, who works at a digital marketing firm and rides 4 to 5 days a week.
If I was on the train all day, I'd be like, I'm on my phone, whatever. But if I'm riding, I'm active, I'm riding down the Lakeshore Path, which is gorgeous.
And also a lot cheaper than driving, say most of the bikers. Brian McKenzie, a sociologist with the U.S. Census Bureau, says yes, most people still depend on their cars to get to their jobs. But the Bureau's first ever survey of people biking or walking to work, called Modes Less Traveled, does show some change.
And we see that biking has actually increased over the last decade by about 60% in terms of the number of people who bike to work. So just over 750,000 people bike to work.
McKenzie says the Bureau looked at the population of cities for its analysis.
And among small cities, Davis, California topped the list at about 19%.
Lots of bike community and infrastructure in that college town, and the same for medium-sized city, Boulder, Colorado, where about 11% of workers bike to their jobs.
And then among larger cities, Portland, Oregon topped the list at about 6%.
Chicago's bicycle commuter rate more than doubled to about 1.5%. Credit lots of new bike lanes and a bike sharing program. McKenzie says in many southern cities, though, ridership is low.
Weather might have something to do with it. Probably the fact that a good portion of southern cities were built around the automobile.
The census also found workers with the highest rates of using bicycles to commute to their job either have incomes of less than $10,000 or they hold graduate or professional degrees. And when it comes to gender, men are nearly 3 times more likely than women to use a bicycle to get back and forth to work. Back near Chicago's Lakefront Path, Rebecca Roberts, who rides 8.5 miles to her job at a nonprofit's finance department, says she sees plenty of women riding. However, she understands some might worry about biking and how they dress for work.
I'm in my jeans today, but usually I ride in a skirt. And I just think, you know, I have a commuting bike. I usually keep coffee on the front of it, and I just feel like it's a better way to get there.
But there's another factor that might put the brakes on bike commuting. Brian Knowles, a project manager who rides to work about 4 days a week, says it's fear.
The fear of traffic and motorists, but you know, in Chicago, I think it's really a pretty friendly, bicycle-friendly city. We've got great roads like this where you've got bike lanes, so just get out there and do it.
And with that, time to hop on my bike and get to work. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.